Welcome back in. Bob Hannon back with you from Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman. We're joined by a couple of Penguin players. Unfortunately, my broadcast partner, Steve Leslie, unable to be with us tonight. So we'll wrap up the final two segments with the Penguin players here tonight. Experience the fun of tailgating before a YSU football game this season. Host your next group outing, company picnic, family get-together at Stambaugh Stadium. Hospitality 10 packages available at all home games. You also get discounted prices on game day tickets. Reserve your place at 330-941-1978. Pleased to be joined by Dathan Hickey, senior safety and also running back, and glad to have him back for another year, Ethan Wright. We'll start with you, Dathan. I mean, you're a native Bristol, Connecticut. You were part of that Yale program for 5 years. You come here. Did you expect your first game to make that kind of impact? 13 tackles, National Defensive Player of the Year. Quite a start for you as a Penguin. Talk about it a bit, would you?
I didn't expect all that, honestly. I was just trying to really go out there, have fun, enjoy my job, just being able to be on the field again after not being able to play for so long. It was just a blessing, so glory to God on that. And so, yeah, just having fun and making the plays when they come to me.
Some new faces in that secondary. Your first year as a starter, you have Dane Hodge, you have Justin Wimpy. How's it been going, and does it take time to get some cohesion?
Yeah, it definitely does, but you know, we were all here in the spring, so we got some snaps together and just kind of seeing how each other play and you know, what each of us bring to the table. I think one thing that's really good about our secondary is that none of us are scared to hit, so I think that that brings a level of physicality that we really need in the secondary, and then you know, just adding to the front seven is huge. But, yeah, getting to see all these guys play and know what makes them tick is really cool, and we had the whole offseason to do that.
Also joined by another senior, Ethan Wright. Good to see you back here, Ethan. I know last year you suffered what looked like a devastating injury, the Southern Illinois game, right?
Yes,
you missed
sir.
The Northern Iowa game. You talk about that injury for the audience a bit in your rehab and where you are.
So the second to last game last season, I suffered an Achilles rupture in my tendon. First play of the fourth quarter, it's been a long process getting back. I wasn't really sure if I was going to be able to play football again. So, you know, just trusting God and coming into work every single day and just trying to get that recovery the best way I can has brought me to this point. And, you know, I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. So that is, you know, I'm grateful for that. But it's been a great process, and, you know, I think it's helped me grow as a man, grow as a leader, and grow with my teammates as well.
What do you think maybe or possibly we can see on the field?
I'm hoping by week five for sure, maybe week four. But, you know, we got that bye week after week four, so that'll give me a little extra time.
You know, Ethan, when you hear Achilles injury, you're thinking career over, 2 years. I mean, you're trying to come back in less than a year. One, it's a testament, I think, to your rehab, but how have you been able to do that?
Just, you know, trusting the process. You know, I can't lie, it's been a little bit difficult, and especially at the first 4 months after the injury where I couldn't walk, I couldn't do anything, and I live alone, and I got a dog, and I'm trying to put everything together and get by life. But, you know, just coming in day by day and putting in that same passion and that same effort I had before I got injured just has really helped me elevate myself through this recovery process.
Pleased to be joined by running back Ethan Wright, safety Dathan Hickey. Dathan, you can appreciate. I think if I 100%. Would think of one word about both you guys, it'd be resiliency. You've battled injuries. I mean, you came here last year and you got banged up. Talk about coming back and fighting through it and hanging in there here in Youngstown.
Yeah, really, I just lean on my faith. I pray all the time and just lean on God and just know that my teammates are there for me. But the biggest thing is, I think, just staying positive. Just staying positive and really telling yourself, like, I will play again. I will do this again. And if you really want something, then you can push yourself to it. And you might have those hard days where you're like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. So I think that keeping that positive mindset throughout the recovery is huge and allows your body to heal.
You know, Dathan, you spent 5 years at Yale. So two thoughts about that. One, you're a lot smarter than me, okay? I don't know if I can spell Yale. So what was that experience like playing in an Ivy League school?
It was cool. A lot of people have their, you know, preconceived notions of what an Ivy League school is, and a lot of them are right, but football is football, and that's what it comes down to. And over there, a lot of the things that we preach here, we preach there, and I was kind of run like an army where it's like, hey, you're going to be punctual, you're going to be physical, you're going to do this, you're going to be disciplined. So a lot of the things that I learned there, I try to take here and like teach some of the younger guys who haven't been part of a college program yet. So I loved it there. I thank them for what they've done for me and know who they made me as a player and a person. They taught me a lot of lessons.
You're a native of Bristol, Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
How did you end up going from Bristol, Connecticut to Yale to Youngstown State?
Man, it's a journey. It was a journey for sure. I didn't know I was going to go to Yale, never mind Youngstown State. So, really just having the opportunity, get coming out of high school, and had to take the SATs a couple times to make sure that I was getting in, got in, and then throughout the injuries and all of that, Coach Doug and coaching staff gave me a huge opportunity to be able to continue my career here, and I can't thank them enough for it and just being able to play it again this season.
Ethan Wright, you too started elsewhere. You started at Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
Came here. That, we had you on last year, but again, for those that may not have listened or remembered, some of these fans here will talk about your career. Was it because Coach Phillips was at Cincinnati and you had a bond and knew him when he was there with Coach Fickell? Is that how you ended up here?
Yeah, so I actually was just telling Dathan before we hopped on here, I've known Coach Phillips for almost 10 years now. And since I was a sophomore in high school, just having that relationship with him, he recruited me to Cincinnati. I got there, I early enrolled. In that same winter, he took the Youngstown State job a month while I got there, so he kind of just left me on a limb. And then four years later, called him back up and ended up in Youngstown State, so came full circle.
Think about that. He's almost known him 10 years now, the difference in college football. Now, COVID had something to do with that as well. Ethan Wright in high school ran for over 7,800 yards, fourth all-time in Ohio high school football history. That's unbelievable.
That's
like
crazy.
A video game numbers. Can you talk about that? Did you play as a freshman?
I played a little bit as a freshman. I was a slot, and I played corner. Wasn't really good at corner. Couldn't really move or control my body at that point. But after that, I played running back the 3 years afterwards, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. We played
sure
against smaller schools. I went to Akron Manchester, so
right.
It was a smaller school. And, some people would say we didn't have great competition, but I think we had a very competitive league.
Yeah.
Some of the players that I used to play with, Trey Tucker and Tyler Scott, both in the league now, all came from the same league. So, it was a lot of fun, and it was kind of hard getting to college where I was on the field the entire game playing both ways, and I was like, why can't I play defense now? So.
You also had 130 touchdowns. That's second all-time in Ohio high school history. 130 touchdowns in a career. Did anybody else carry the football? You were the guy, right?
Yeah, we did carry the ball, but we only ran. We passed the ball four times a game, and we ran the ball the other 50. So,
Dave, I've got to ask you, Bristol, Connecticut, home of ESPN, right?
Yeah, yep.
So what's it like living in Bristol, the home? Have you been to ESPN, and is it a big deal?
Yeah, it's cool to live there. I drive by it all the time, but I've never been inside. There's like a big campus. It goes halfway around Bristol, so it's definitely cool to see and know. You're like, all right, cool, I'm watching ESPN. It's like that's happening right down the road, so it is cool to be around, but no, I haven't been in there.
Yeah, well, we want to get you on ESPN this year. How about that?
That's the goal.
Either talk about the running back room, younger backs, some new faces. Seems like there's depth, but some unknowns. Where's the run game? And talk about the other running backs.
We got Jaden Gilbert. We got Tahir Mills. We call him Tub on the team. So if I call him Tub, that's what I'm talking about. We got Deshaun Watley. We got Antoine Gardner, T.C. Caffrey. And, everybody's just developing through. They're kind of young. They're getting a game experience. I think they're doing a great job just taking it running and, letting the game come to them instead of forcing their own path throughout the game, just game planning, understanding the playbook, which we've got a, pretty advanced playbook at this
sure.
point. And these kids have taken it on very well. I think they've developed really well throughout this offseason, got a lot stronger, got a lot faster, and I'm really excited to play with all of them.
Ethan, you're the most experienced back. Until your injury last year, you were sort of our go-to guy. The rest of the backs, even the experienced ones, haven't carried the football that much. As a senior, captain, leader, what other role do you play with those guys?
I just try to be a catalyst for them in every way I can. Try to remind them that if something does go badly, you can make it better. It's football. There's going to be ups and downs. And these coaches will come up with schemes and write all these call sheets. But, the winner at the end of the day is going to be the person that responds the best to those situations, even the highs, even the lows. So just trying to keep them, in neutral and understanding that the fumble's not the end of the world. They can go get a touchdown. The fumble's not the end of the world. You can go make a block for the quarterback to go score a touchdown. So just taking advantage of all those and being emotionally intelligent in all those situations is, really what I'm trying to be for them.
Let's take our final break. We have more to get to. One more segment with Dathan Hickey, Ethan Wright. Penguin Playbook, we're live from Quaker Steak and Lubin Boardman. More after this. Our final segment tonight, Penguin Playbook. A reminder, Saturday, 2 o'clock. Hope to see you out at Stan Bosch Stadium. We'll kick it off if you can't make it to the game. Steve Leslie, Anthony Romo will join me on the broadcast. Move down to 570 WKBN. Tailgate show at 1. Our pregame will go at 1:30. The Penguin Club provides the margin of excellence for YSU athletics. Penguin Club members get chairback seats for all football games and game day parking. Your contribution benefits YSU Athletic Scholarship Fund. You can be the team behind the team by calling 330-941-2351. Back with Ethan Wright, senior running back, Nathan Hickey, senior defensive back. Ethan, let me ask you a little bit about Mike Yurcich coming in as offensive coordinator. His first year with the program, talk about what he's brought to the program and your experience with the new O coordinator.
I think if I could describe it in one word, it's expectation. You know, he demands a lot from us, which rightfully so. He sees our potential and he expects us to come in every day and act accordingly. You know, we talk about winning a championship and everything, and he makes sure that we uphold that standard every single day when we come into practice, even on Tuesday. You know, we're trying to win the game on a Tuesday. We're trying to win the game on a Wednesday. It doesn't just happen on Saturday. So I think he does a great job, you know, putting that in all of our heads and getting us all together, developing leadership through player-led, giving us opportunities to be player-led program and be an offense that is, you know, highly explosive and high-powered.
I want to ask you both about that, whether it's Coach Phillips, Coach Hanline, Coach Yurcich. I've talked to them all last week, and all of them had a similar theme that the coaches have pulled back and we've let the players lead more this year. Dathan, I'll begin with you and come back to Ethan. What does that mean when you hear a coach say that they're going to be player-led?
Player-led to us is really, like, the things that need to be said are said by us. And it's like we don't have to be babysat. No, so if things aren't up to standard, like, we call it out. If things are going well, like, we acknowledge it. If practice is flat, we get it together and make sure that that's being changed. Things off the field, like, are being, you know, acknowledged by us. And I think that it's really cool that they're doing that because the trust that they have in us as leaders and as a team. So when things are player-led, it means more. Instead of just coach, you know, saying, hey, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. When your peers and your brothers are saying it to you, it just means a little bit more to just keep a standard.
I think you said it well, but Ethan, you want to follow up with that?
Yeah, I mean, not much more I can add, but every day just upholding the standard between player to player and understanding that we're creating a culture here. And like I mentioned earlier, that culture is what is strong enough to withstand those highs and those lows of a football game.
What do you guys think led to coming off a 4-8 season? You would think there'd be exit, right? Guys going elsewhere. What do you think led to everybody hanging in, sticking together, and boy, sure feels like a different football team this year, on and off the field. What do you think kept everybody here, Ethan?
Well, I think when you look at the game of football, college football especially, last week we played Mercer. They got 58 new kids. How do you create a culture in a locker room with 58 new kids? I think that we got a great understanding of who we are and what we are trying to do. So we were able to withhold a lot of the players because we want to build that culture. We want to have, you know, guide the freshmen to the next level when they get their opportunity to play even more. Mm-hmm. So I think that we collectively have all agreed that we're chasing the same purpose, the same goal, and that has helped us a lot in the offseason, just build a better culture and expectation throughout the team.
Jason?
Yeah, the guys who stayed are the guys who were bought in last year. The guys who left weren't, simple as that. So I think that the guys who stayed, you know, helped build the culture last year, and I think we saw what the culture was going to end up being. And then throughout this offseason, just, you know, the way that the team came together and, you know, the conversations in the locker room now are, like, so much more wholesome and positive, where last year there's a lot of negativity, whether you could hear it or not. It's just kind of like the feeling there. So, you know, walking into the locker room, there's no just like, dang, I got to go to the locker room today. It's like, all right, like, we're going to play football. We're going to be with our guys. So I think just really staying together and knowing kind of the goal at hand, like Ethan just said, and it's like, really keeps his team close.
Ethan Wright, and, you know, look at the quarterback position, Bo Brungardt, second year as a starter. Where have you seen him get better, and what will the fans see out of him the rest of the way?
Bo's putting a lot of work this offseason. I mean, the person I came to see last year is not the same Bo that is here, you know, playing football on the Saturdays that you guys get to watch. He has taken a lot of time to understand the playbook, exactly what Coach Yurcich wants him to do, make a calls, you know, make checks and just read the coverages the right way. Bo's taken a huge step forward in his leadership as well. And, you know, I'm really excited to get back out there and play with him. I love playing with Bo.
Nathan, you're a good tackler, but what's it like in the summer when you see Bo Brungard breaking out from a play maybe and improvising? How hard is he to tackle?
Yeah, he's hard to tackle. I just by seeing it, other teams, we don't ever have to, like, really get close.
That's right. He's got that black shirt on, right? Yeah, like, they protect the quarterbacks.
So we just get around him and say it's a tackle, so it doesn't really matter for us. But, no, I could just tell by the way he carries the ball and the cuts that he makes. And even in the scrimmages and stuff, you're like, you think you take a good angle, you don't have that angle that you think you have. So he's very hard to tackle, and I think he's going to give defenses problems.
As you look ahead to Saturday, begin to look at Robert Morris and thoughts. I know, Ethan, you won't be on the field. Dathan, you will be. You're looking at a team that played West Virginia, a big step up in class. Now they're going to try to come here and get their first win. Your thoughts about the offense you're going to see?
I mean, football is football. I think we're going to see an offense that is going to try to create big plays. And we just have to stay disciplined, make sure our eyes are good, make sure that we're making the plays that we're supposed to make and keep everything in front of us. I think if we do that as a secondary and then our defensive line and our front seven get after the quarterback, I don't think that we should have a problem. But like I said, football is football. It doesn't matter what level you are. You've got to do your job.
Talk about your experiences here. You come from Akron. You come from Connecticut. What, off the field for you, Dathan, what's been the highlight of your time here 2 years plus now at Youngstown, Ohio?
Just like the relationships that I'm building, really. I came in here my first year just thinking I was going to be in and out. And then being able to have the blessing to be here longer, you get to really know who people are and know those conversations, those memories that you're building, and then know the fans and everything, like, care way more about football here than they do in Connecticut. So it's like being able to be around people who truly care about football and truly want to see you succeed. This fan base is dope, so I'm excited to play for them.
Well, Ethan, you're from Akron. We play better high school football here in Youngstown than Akron.
No, but other sure than that,
what's the Akron's very similar.
Yeah,
blue collar, tough, 40 minutes up the road. But what's Youngstown been like for you?
I think when I first got here, I was shocked by how personable everybody was and how genuine and involved they are, and just the whole community and everything that Youngstown State does. So just being able to be a part of that, and like Dathan said, building those relationships with my teammates off the field and doing things like a golf outing or going to Coach's Lake House and, going on the boat and just hanging out with and building relationships with all my teammates. And like you said, the first year you transfer in is kind of like, oh, I'm a stranger. Nobody really, knows you. But second you're here, you're building relationships. You're building connections that will last a lifetime.
Do you guys like – You didn't live through the old style, pre-NIL, pre-portal, I guess. Maybe, you've been around a long time, both of you. Do you like it better today? Do you like do you have an NIL deal, Dathan?
Yeah, well, I don't really like that NIL. I actually had arguments with this with my teammates at Yale. Just like, I think it ruins college football, where it's like guys who used to have a dream and just want to play football, just to play football and get to the next level and like truly love the game. Now you got guys who are playing for the money that college brings them instead of, like, truly having the love for the game. So I think NIL is good in some ways, but I think that without it, you get a little bit more dog-hungry guys and just want to make it, where now we're just trying to make money.
Ethan?
I think,
fans here like that answer, and I appreciate the honor to see candid because it is putting money in players' pockets, whether it's millions or thousands or hundreds, and I think you brought up some good points, Ethan.
Like you said earlier, we've kind of lived through the whole change throughout the whole process. I mean, my freshman year, the NIL wasn't really there. It really didn't exist. And then, like, we had a very tight locker room and all these tight relationships and connections. It's easy to build when everybody's staying 4 years. Everyone's expecting the same thing. You're receiving the same thing. You involve NIL. You involve the transfer portal. You got kids leaving. You got kids expecting to get this much if they're playing like this, or kids not playing and expecting to get money still. So I think it kind of hurts the integrity of the game and just, the process of building a college program. It's almost like a semi-pro teams now. We want college football. That's all we're trying to play. These kids, we're trying to get to the next level so we can achieve those dreams and achieve that monetary value.
Last couple minutes for you, Dathan. You're senior, you've been around. At some point, whenever football's over, I know you have aspirations to play in the NFL. Masters Health Administration, when you're done playing football, whenever that is, you know what you want to do?
Yeah, I think I might get into coaching. do that. Just, I love the game. I love to stay around that. And for me, yeah, you want to make money and everything, but my biggest thing is doing something that I enjoy and that I don't feel like I'm going to be really worrying about. Like, I want to go to work if it's football. I don't know if I want to stay at the desk for whatever amount of hours I got to do that for. But I don't know. We'll kind of see where God leads me, but I'm trying to play football as long as I can first.
Business leadership, correct, Ethan, for you? Is that accurate?
I'm a healthcare. I'm the same healthcare okay. and human services as well.
Yeah, so your future plans.
I got to say I'm thinking crazy like Dathan and maybe coaching afterwards. I've been trying to, you know, get under his wing, Coach Phillips's wing, and shadow him as much just to see if I really would enjoy this. And, you know, I have a lot of passion for football, and I want to do something I truly love.
I know you guys get out in the community, you volunteer. I know you guys have volunteered for us at United Way. You've been involved in that. What do you tell 12, 13-year-old boys that maybe grew up like you and think they're going to be in the NFL and be the next, you know, Patrick Mahomes or be the next superstar? What would be your wisdom and words of advice to the young kids like that?
I think just really believing in yourself. I think that you can't expect anybody else to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself first. So I think that's first. Second, which would be the most important, just have faith. Have faith in something and then really believe in what God could do for you. And then lastly is just, you know, go out and get it. You know, you can't expect something to happen for you if you're not working for it.
Ethan?
Just, you know, it'll take a lot of sacrifice. It'll take a lot of commitment. But still enjoy your youth. Enjoy yourself and what you're able to accomplish. But if that's really where your love is for football, and you know, there's no reason that anybody should tell you that you're incapable of achieving it.
As we wrap up, we're 3 or 4 weeks away from opening the Missouri Valley Conference, but you weren't here 4 years. You didn't grow up with the Missouri Valley Conference. Surprised, or did you expect the talent and the competition to be this good? Dathan?
I think I kind of expected it, knowing what the Missouri Valley was. You know, you're still in FCS. You're hearing about those South Dakota States, North Dakota States and everything. But here, what I kind of saw last year is that it's not as far away as you think it is. You know, a lot of the games are close. A lot of the games are hard fought. So I think any given Saturday, you got to show up and got to do what you got to do.
Ethan, what you thought the conference would be?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Coach Doug hammered it in me when he was recruiting me to come here. And, you know, I don't know how much I believed him and then played last year and had the opportunity to see that, you know, the drop-off's not very big. And, you know, these teams are going to give up as much fight as any other team in the country will.
Well, I know this. Rob Schmidt lines up the player interviews. We started with Preston Zandier, Max Tomczak. Tonight we have Dathan Hickey and Ethan Wright. I don't know how we're going to top you for the rest of the year. Well-spoken, outstanding football players. Wish you guys the best. Look forward to Ethan, you getting back on the field. Dathan, continue to roll. Thanks for the time tonight, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that'll wrap it up. Thanks to Mike Ordo and head coach Doug Phillips. We'll talk to you next Monday night. We're back Monday and Saturday. We'll see you at the stadium. Have a great night, everybody.